Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
We've only been doing them for 2 days, but now it's my favorite part of the show to get to talk with my colleagues at KPCC doing essential work. We call them the backbone of KPCC. We're spotlighting individuals. They're just a small number compared to the size of our team, but highlighting their work in what is other than content, because you get to hear a lot about the people that are generating content here or on the air. But this is a chance for us, the people who are absolutely vital, essential to what we did, and nothing would be on KPCC or LAist without them. They include KPCC Senior Membership Manager Deanna Arquero, who has done a wonderful job over these past many years organizing and executing our member drives, along with Rob Risco. Deanna, thank you so much. I appreciate, particularly because I'm sure you're short of sleep these past few days. How are things going with the member drive so far?
Oh, it's good, Larry. It's good to talk to you outside of the pledge drive a little bit. But yeah, things are going pretty well. And I'm glad to talk to you about it and about the work that I do.
Well, and she's just stepping away from the drive for a moment to talk with us. So, Deanna, describe for us, what are some of the ways that you learn best practices about on-air fundraising and public radio? And because, most of what you do is in preparation as opposed to actually executing a drive. What goes into that?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of last minute changes that happen during a drive. And, we've been in the middle of drives where we've had to pause fundraisers, of course, last year, among one of the many times we've had to do that. But yeah, I'm looking to other radio stations. I'm looking to nonprofits. I'm looking to a lot of, organizations that people support and why they support those organizations. I think KPCC covers a broad range of reasons why people care about their community, not only for the nonprofit journalism and the independent journalism we provide, but for that community connection. And that's a really, valuable intersection that we provide here.
How do you go about the process of choosing the thank you gifts that we offer? Because I know there's almost an infinite number that are out there that you can choose to put the KPCC logo on. So how do you make those choices?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the most fun parts of my job is choosing the thank you gifts and designing some of them as well. It's a lot of our colleagues who come to me and tell me, hey, I saw this cool thing, or they show me a cool item that they're interested in getting, and ideas that we pass around on the membership team. We're always thinking of new ideas for things that people might be interested in.
All right. Also with us is Ruth Kalikman, who's KPCC Development Officer. Thank you, Ruth, for being with us. How many years now have you been at KPCC? It's been a long time.
Hi, Larry. I'm so happy to be on. Thank you. I have been at KPCC in fundraising for 10 years now.
And you're working in the major gifts area now?
I am. So about a year ago, I became a major gifts officer. And so my job is to work with our donors who give at the $10,000 plus giving level and above. And these are philanthropic individuals. They believe strongly in our mission. They believe strongly that honest, fact-based journalism is a cornerstone of a healthy democracy, and they care about Southern California communities, and they want to pay it forward.
Many of these individuals are people over the course of the years I have a chance to meet and develop friendships with, and I love, they really get close to their major gift officers, the people they work with, like you or Catherine Gefeller, Kelly. They get used to you folks and build relationships. And that's got to feel great, Ruth, that you in many ways become a part of the lives of the major donors.
It's true. I feel it's one of the best jobs in the world. I meet with people who I otherwise would never have had the opportunity to meet. I'm often invited into their homes. into their workplaces. I learn about their KPCC stories when they first started listening, the shows and the programs that are most important to them. And then also the issues that are most meaningful to them and the ways in which they can make the biggest impact.
Ruth, how did you come to KPCC as an employee?
So I was born and raised in Pasadena, and remember when KPCC used to play polka in the evenings, and obviously didn't listen then. And then when I was in my 20s, I became interested in politics and tuned into your show one day, just happened to stumble upon Air Talk. And I think what stood out for me so much, Larry, was a couple things. I think at that point I had felt underserved by other news outlets because they wouldn't ask the hard questions or the obvious and important follow-up questions. And you immediately did. You asked those questions and then some, and you were able to do it in a way that is kind and respectful and preserves dignity for everyone involved, even difficult topics that could be divisive. You bring people together, and so you just kind of got me hooked into public radio, and I became obsessed. I then began volunteering when my kids were in school, and then a few months later, I was hired by Rob Riscoe for the membership team, and I have happily worked at KPCC since.
Oh, Ruth, thank you. That's wonderful to hear. Thank you so much. And to our great benefit that you developed that love of public radio and wanted to first volunteer here and work here. Just a wonderful story. And it also speaks to how many people who work in public radio actually were listeners first. That's even my story, because when public radio had almost no listeners, you know, back in 1979, 1980, I actually was a listener to All Things Considered. There was no morning edition at that point. It was fed over a phone line, terrible audio quality, but the news was just so absolutely valuable. It's how so many of us came to public broadcasting. I'm talking with Ruth Kalickman, KPCC Development Officer, development meaning fundraising essentially, and Deanna Arquero, who's KPCC Senior Membership Manager. Deanna, talk a bit about how on-air giving has changed, because my sense is that so many of our listeners now are sustaining members that it's kind of changed the messaging a bit and the thrust of the on-air drive.
Absolutely. I think for KPCC in particular, you know, 20 years ago when KPCC started, we were lucky enough to get a lot of people in the door as monthly givers, and it's only grown since then. And that is really what sustains a station. But that just means we, you know, are really calling out to new listeners, you know, along with growing our membership base. We're even exponentially growing our listening audience in Southern California. So we really want to reach out to those new listeners. And that's how we're continuing to grow and talk to those listeners about becoming new members and new sustaining members.
And that's difficult, isn't it? Because, I mean, often our resistance gets built up over time. We're so bombarded with requests for money and robocalls and all kinds of things. So, we do build up defenses against those asks. And so it's not necessarily easy to break that down, Deanna.
That's true. Yeah. I think we say in public radio, you know, at KPCC and across the industry, that it takes a few years for people to, you know, warm up to the idea of becoming a member. You have to listen for a while to, you know, finally decide that it's worth your investment. But there are always those exceptions to the rule. But yeah, breaking down that kind of, or building that relationship really over the course of a few years is really what it takes to get those new listeners on board as members.
Deanna and Ruth, I want to thank you both so much. I can't tell you how much I enjoy working with both of you. You are so gifted at what you do. And getting this opportunity to talk with my colleagues and teammates here at KPCC is just a real pleasure. And I always learn stuff about what you do as well. So thank you both very, very much. And I look forward to talking with other people in your departments in our next fund drive coming up in the fall. So thank you both very much.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Appreciate it. Ruth Kalikman, KPCC Development Officer, who works with our major donors, and Deanna Arquetto, KPCC Senior Membership Manager, who organizes, executes our member drives along with Rob Risco here at KPCC and other members of that terrific team. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC and on the smartphone app.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.